Radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Verdict Edition. A happy hour indeed. Although it's going to be tough to top the verdict happy hour, Dom. Donald Trump, 34 times guilty. That dropped about 45 minutes, maybe an hour ago, right as we were coming back on the air.
What a glorious, glorious day. Good to be with you, Rich, on the board. Thank you, of course, our audience. Yes, Donald Trump found guilty, 34 counts, all of them. Heard from a couple of conservatives today on the phones. We want to hear from you as well. I want to hear from everybody. What do you think? 844-967-2789. I'm happy justice is served. I'm sad for our country because we had a POS ex-president. We had to go through this. We have more cases with this guy coming. It's a situation we are in, and there's nothing we can do about it. We just got to continue to live our days, our lives, and do the best we can. And I think the jury... They were unanimous. They spoke. The prosecutors laid out the case. It's according to Donald Trump, he's an innocent man, and he's going to keep on fighting. But sentencing coming what? July 11th, 4 days before the RNC scheduled to go off here in the great city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where I broadcast from. Are we going to see Donald Trump in Milwaukee? Will Donald Trump have to serve a little bit of time? I mean, the guy has shown nothing but disdain for the justice system, for the DA, for the judge. I mean, this guy, he deserves it. As one of our previous callers mentioned, it's not just about, punishment. It's also about deterrence. And what would Donald Trump, what does he value most? Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? You can't fine him. You can't.
How is that different from you?
Come on, man. I care about the Devil's Advocates. I care about our audience, man. I am not anything like Donald Trump. I certainly am an individual. I believe in my right to exist and to go about my life unencumbered with violence and asinine remarks from others. Sometimes you get away with it. Sometimes you don't. But Donald Trump does not follow any of the normal, quote-unquote, rules of civility, let's call it. If he gets probation... What would make you think that what would stop him from continuing to act in the way that he's acted his entire life? Now, and if this one doesn't do it, maybe it'll be something else. These other cases eventually perhaps will come down. And if he loses, which I hope he does, the election in November, he will face the consequences of those actions as those cases eventually come through. And if it's not going to be jail in this one, perhaps it will be in future convictions. But I would like to see him do at least a little time, man. You got to do 34 felony counts, man. You got to do a little time because what would stop him from ever doing it again?
Dom, do you know what you do? Immediately after you're convicted 34 times feloniously in a Manhattan courtroom, well, of course, you come out and you whine in the hallway.
Yeah.
And then you start fundraising, as Donald Trump has done.
I am
a political prisoner. They put out a breaking Truthy Social posting with, of course, a plea for money. Breaking corrupt New York court finds Trump guilty. Stand with Trump. If you can afford to help me fight back at this pivotal moment, please donate. Please donate. 844 877-967-2789. One other reaction to the breaking news, Dom. 34 times guilty, the now convicted felon, former President Donald Trump.
Can we just call him convicted felon Trump from now on?
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Tony Weed, the 8th congressional candidate, that's Green Bay, Wisconsin area, and he is the former owner of like the dinosaur gas stations, apparently he cashed out, and he got Trump's endorsement. And here is his reaction to the verdict, let's say, Dom. Trump endorsed conservative Tony Weed's statement on today's sham verdict is the subject of the email. Here's what candidate Weed has to say. Joe Biden and his lackeys have weaponized the Department of Justice. Does he not know these are state charges? These are not intelligent humans. Joe Biden and his lackeys have weaponized the Department of Justice to persecute his political adversaries. The American people recognize what a sham this is. This November, Americans will deliver their own verdict and re-elect President Trump. You hate when they call him that, don't you, Dom? As the only candidate endorsed by President Trump in this race, I'm proud to stand with him against this political witch hunt. So, anyways, that's the tone of the immediate response from the right.
The guy with the last name Weed, you'd think he'd be cooler.
844-967-2789. Not so much. Dave from Madison. Welcome, Dave. Appreciate your patience. What's your reaction? 34 times guilty.
Hey, Dave.
My reaction is I'm a liberal leftist, too, so hopefully I'll balance out those right-wing guys. But maybe not. I don't know, because I'm kind of heterodox. I believe that these prosecutors have handed Trump the nomination and probably the presidency. I don't know if he's going to jail, but he's probably going to the White House. You know, and George Bush, after the allegations of worldwide systematic campaign of torture, black sites, black prisons, disappearances, all the third world stuff, George Bush, even though Obama and the administration never prosecuted him. Yeah, he's the only Republican to win re-election since Ronald Reagan. Am I still on?
Yeah, you're on.
Well, not anymore, Dave, because I'm going to move on. Today it's about the verdict of Donald Trump. And I have no doubt, and I agree with you about the war crimes of George W. Bush. But we're going to stick to today's good news, the 34 times guilty of Donald J. Trump.
But I'm actually kind of curious. How does this hand over the White House to Donald Trump? We're kind of hearing this, and Dave's he's a self-professed liberal, and we heard the similar kind of thing from our conservative buddy Gary, who owes me dinner. What's that math look like, man? I don't see how that happens. I would like someone to explain it to me.
Well, the Obama administration did so with courtesy and grace. The Trump handing over the keys, less so. Something of an insurrectionist coup. 844-967-2789. Going to keep moving down the phones for your reactions. Trump, 32, pardon me, don't want to short him. 34 times guilty. Yeah. Welcome, Cindy from Appleton. What do you got for us, Cindy?
Hello, Cindy.
Well, I vote for 10 years in Leavenworth. But I'd like to respond to what Gary said, because supposedly the Christian... What has happened to the thou shalt not lie, thou shalt love thy neighbor, including thy fellow juror? And what happened to thou shalt not have sex with other women out of, you know, when you're married?
Well, the adultery thing, so, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the adultery thing. So, you know, if Mr. Christian is out there listening, I'd like to know how he responds to these supposed things that, I mean, I know the laws don't apply to the mega people. Apparently, the Bible doesn't apply to them either.
Don't hate the sinner, hate the sin.
Yeah, Cindy, I mean, if you're talking about those that believe all they need to do is confess their sins and they can, you know, be atoned for them, they can go on to continue to sin. I'm not clear, and I'm not a faithful man. I don't believe any of that stuff. But if that's your philosophy, if that's how you pack it in, I can do whatever the hell I want all the time, and I pray for forgiveness, and I'm now forgiven. I can do whatever the hell I want the rest of the time. If that's the math, they're never going to go for it, especially if it's their guy. If it's their guy that they believe in, you know, the you know, anti-abortion and the quote unquote smaller government and keep those immigrants out and all this kind of stuff. If that's the philosophy, I'm not clear why they would not vote for a guy like Trump. I mean, there is no consequence to his actions if you're just forgiven for everything you do, Cindy.
Yep.
Cindy, appreciate your call. I want to give you the play-by-play update. Trump just went wandering up to the corner near the courthouse. Apparently wanted to enjoy one of his last free strolls as a free man. Yeah. And he did the Josh Hawley fist pump. You know, like the one fist. And then eventually he did the two fists where he looks like he's giving handies. But anyways, Dom, you know, he just wanted to bask in the adoration outside the courthouse. Apparently there are some Trump supporters out there. They're a little bit butthurt about the 34 guilties, Dom, and they're rationalizing just like Gary does. But ultimately, it's on his record. This goes down on your permanent record, I can tell you, from personal experience. Hoosier Bob, welcome, sir. What's your opinion of what happened today?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. Well, you know, screw convict Trump. I don't care about him. My question to you boys, now that he is a convicted felon, can he be on the voting ballot, say in Colorado, Illinois, or Maine?
Yes, he can be. Because individual states are not allowed to make a decision to ban an otherwise qualified candidate from their ballot. Apparently, that was the decision of the Supreme Court. And if he were convicted, let's say, in the January 6th day, in the insurrection, if there was an underlying charge that met the standard of the 14th Amendment, Hoosier Bob, different answer. But this is about New York state charges, and I don't even think he can be excluded from the New York state ballot.
Thanks for the call, Bob. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. What a day. Coming back with some more of your thoughts. The convicted Donald Trump.
Alvin Bragg's supposed to speak soon as well. We're hoping to take some of the district attorney live, Don.
Also, Mediaite reporting, Karl Rove warns a guilty verdict could cost Trump Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Going to lay out a little bit of that math for you as well. Stick around, the Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going back to the lines, 844-967-2789, awaiting Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA. He's supposed to have a press conference today as well. We got some sound from the Lincoln Project. Might want to roll some of that out. And again, your calls, 844-96-PARTY. Charles from Green Bay, you are next. Welcome, Charles. What do you got for us?
Okay, first of all, you cannot be in the military if you have a felon on your case. Mm. I understand that a president, someone who's going to try to run for president, can have a felony on it. But, you know, I don't see much difference there because the fact of the matter is, you know, it's a crime. Second of all the BS that he spread out after the verdict was handed out, yeah, let's look at that, you know, and say this isn't, you know, this is typical Donald Trump, let's blame it on somebody else. And third, who won the bet between the two of you about, you know, one, I know one of you guys said it was going to be a hung jury and the other one said he's going to be convicted. Who won the bet?
Dom won.
And I'm gonna leave you with that. You guys, what?
Dom won. Crudy was much more pessimistic. I thought it would take more time. For the first time in recent memory, Dom won.
Come on, Charles.
Well, congratulations, Dom.
All right, man. Thank you for listening, Charles. Thank you for playing along with us.
If I didn't have a memory, this show would have no institutional knowledge whatsoever. You don't remember the last time you were right.
I'm, I'm always right, crew. Well, I'm right usually. I'll take the wins when I can get them. But again, I'm happy, certainly. But I'm also conflicted, man. I mean, this is the week. We're going to continue to go down this road and all these, you know, these different feelings and you know, not only from my perspective, certainly, but also independents and those that would support Donald Trump and those that, you know, would cast aside whatever moral or underpinning of their existence to vote for a guy like Donald Trump, now convicted 34 times as felonies. They're felonies, man. 34 felonies. Not one felony, not two felonies. 34 felonies. I don't know how the guy, seriously, given the circumstances, given Trump's demeanor, given the way he has behaved, given the gravity of the felonies, how he does zero time. I don't know how that happens. So maybe that should be the next guess. Does Donald Trump do any time?
I think he does some home arrest time, like some ankle bracelet time, some Mar-a-Lago time.
Is that really some time? Is that really time?
Let me tell you. From my own personal experience, I had 21 days of Huber for my own criming and 39 days of house arrest. And I found it more painful in my personal experience to be under house arrest. But there was a computerized machine that would call me. And because I only had very limited non-sleeping hours when I wasn't supposedly at work, that they would just hammer me like a phone call every 10 minutes. And I'd have to go through a series of state names, Nevada, Oklahoma. And it would do like a voice recognition to A, make sure it was me, and B, make sure I wasn't hammer drunk. Because that was also one of the conditions of my probation. I got to tell you, it is quite inconveniencing, but I was living in a party house and, you know, the guys were still throwing parties around my house arrest. So, you know, I had to live through some of my own sinning. But I'm telling you, Dom, I feel good enough tonight. I might celebrate till the point where I do some crimes of my own.
Come on, man. That house arrest you were under, was that prior to you living with me in college?
Yes.
Okay.
But I was still on probation as your roommate while you were committing your own crimes.
Alleged, never convicted. 844-967-2789.
I want to see about getting the statute of limitations extended on those, New York style.
Come on, man. It's 30 years ago. Brian from Watertown, Wisconsin.
You've been out of jurisdiction for most of that time.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. So if I remember correctly, in Florida, if you're a felon, you're not allowed to vote.
That is my understanding as well.
But so I gotta tell you, hang on, Brian. I did see a headline, although I did not dive into it, that perhaps Trump would still be able to vote in the current circumstance. So I don't have the backup for it right now.
Okay, that was my question, is if he could even vote for himself. Second, Gary says that he has no choice. He can only vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Is Gary a slave? I don't get it. There are other choices. You don't have to follow a felon. So,
Gary feels compelled by his Christianity to support the 34-time convicted felon.
Zero sense. I mean, for real. I mean, I'm not a believer, Brian, but I tell you, I mean, if you believe in something like that, I don't know how you can vote for a guy like Donald Trump. I mean, doesn't Biden actually go to church?
And the other thing, if say the shoes were on the other foot, if Joe Biden was to have 34 felonies, there's no way how I'd be voting for him. I would find somebody else that I would be voting for. You know,
that's how we differ from the Republicans, Brian. We have character.
We have a conscience, I guess.
At least on this topic. I mean, I certainly did some rationalizations, Brian, and appreciate your call, fella. 844-967-2789. Back in the days of Bill Clinton, I rationalized his bad personal behavior. And the cover-up was what? Lying to a federal judge. And I certainly know I twisted myself into pretzels at differing times trying to rationalize why that behavior was okay. So I can understand the tribal instinct of these people. And Bill Clinton was disbarred, but never convicted. Trump, You are the lone former president convicted now of 34 felonious counts. And I'm going to predict, Dom, he's not able to vote in Florida. Not unless he gets some special dispensation from Ron DeSantis, who will be more than willing to sell his soul to a 34-time convicted felon. That's my prediction. We'll see if I'm right. And perhaps some Alvin Bragg, the DA. It's got to be a big day for him. He's having a better day than Trump.
Certainly. Everybody's having a better day than Trump.
No one's having a better day than the Devil's Advocates audience, though. Be a part. Join us. Your strongly worded opinions. 844-967-2789. I'll check the text line because Dom doesn't do that. He just gloats over being right once a quarter.
All the time.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a glorious, happier, happy hour Thursday style. We've got a verdict, guilty 34 times over. The felon, formerly known as President Trump.
Convicted felon Trump.
We'll get to your calls in just a moment, 844-967-2789. But I also like to check the text line. Same number, still works, 844-967-2789. Cindy from Wausau, and I like this idea. Rich, please take note. Cindy says, can we just play Bad Boys from the show Cops every time we talk about him now? Bad boy, bad boy. A WMDX texter says Trump could be filmed shooting a man, drop kicking his baby into traffic, and raping his wife on Fifth Avenue, and his cult would still vote for him.
Oh, because of course they have no other choice.
LA Tom, and I like this idea, LA Tom. Tom's given money to the Democratic Party. Please, all liberals out there, send $34 to the Democratic Party or to Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, or Tammy Baldwin. $34 is the new number. Bernie was 27. It's now 34. A little inflation, well, but I like your math. Well, I mean,
it's greedflation.
Now, Jeff from Shorewood, the trash texting attorney friend of ours, freaking hilarious that the idiot convict can be on all the ballots, but he won't be able to vote. Ha, 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 ha. Well, I hate to break it to you, but Dom, you found a source article from NBC News that implies in Florida, they effectively follow the state law of the convict. And the convict in this case is Trump. And New York state law says you do not lose your voting rights as a convict, as a felon, unless you're in prison. So,
at the time of the election,
July 11th, because your voting rights are restored when you return from prison. So, technically, Trump would only lose his voting rights under New York law, which would carry over to Florida, if he was literally in prison on election day.
I think there's at least a chance
that could happen, Doug.
I'm hoping. I'm going to jump in this. 48 states prohibit some or all Americans with felony convictions on their records from voting, according to the Sentencing Project. And they estimated 4.4 million Americans, about 2% of the voting age population, could not vote in the 2022 elections because of those laws. The group estimates that more than 1 million of them live in Florida. So there's 4.4 million people that couldn't vote in 2022 because of these laws.
25% of them live in Florida.
Florida. No, so when you see a Florida man, you know, that's why. Florida, as mentioned, Crudy, defers to other state laws when it comes to disenfranchising voters who are tried and convicted elsewhere. That means Florida voters, like Trump, lose their voting rights only if the states where they were convicted would disenfranchise them for the crimes, too. And if other states, if the states of their convictions could restore their voting rights, so would Florida. New York prohibits those serving time behind bars for felony convictions from voting, and voting rights are restored as soon as the person leaves prison. Those convicted of felonies who do not go to prison never lose their voting rights. Therefore, in the New York case, the only way Trump wouldn't be able to vote is if he is in prison on election day.
Now, I'm watching the video. Looks like they're preparing for DA Alvin Bragg to come out and address. Rich, are we monitoring that situation back in the control? He assures me we are monitoring the situation in real time. Still got time for your phone calls, 844-967-2789. A patient trucker, Dean, up in Warrens, Wisconsin. Welcome, Dean. What do you got for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, how you doing there, Crudy and Honorable Dom?
You going to tell us you're already to the Dells? You've been waiting so long?
No. Now that the dam is broke and the swamp is starting to drain, I'm just hoping our illustrious Josh Call will start dropping some charges on people in Wisconsin here. Let's clean it up. Clean it up now that it looked pretty easy for Alvin Bragg to do it, so why can't Josh Call do it?
That's an excellent point there, Trucker Dean. 844.
Appreciate it, Dean. 967-2789. Oh, certainly. Okay, different situations, though, right? I mean, these particular charges with Trump, the misdemeanor, the enhanced, or the felony because of the cover-up of the other crime, and there were many crimes that you could perhaps attribute to. Lots of documentary evidence. Now, certainly the false electors, a lot of evidence there too. I mean, in Michigan, they're not called false electors. They're what?
Forgers.
Forgers. Yes, they're forgers. That's what they are. Still love to see some conclusion on that, Dean, but I'm not going to hold my breath. 844-967-2789.
Did see an excellent recommendation on the text line. Yard signs. Lock him up. Lock him up.
Right. I mean, my phone is blowing up right now, and I'm seeing a lot of lock him up coming across. I like that idea.
Like when the audience shares their great ideas with us on the phone or text line at 844-967-2789. Angie from Monroe. Welcome, Angie. What's your thought today?
Hi, Angie.
Yeah. Hi. I'm just curious. Now he can't go to Canada because Canada doesn't allow felons. How many other countries can he not go to?
Ooh.
I bet he's not banned from Russia.
Or North Korea. Or China.
I just thought I'd throw this out there. It's a pretty good question, though.
That's a great question.
He's not going to Canada, but Melania might.
Yeah. Good question, though. Bye.
Thanks, Angie, for listening. 844-967-2789. Reaction to the 34-time convicted first former American president to be convicted of crimes. Donald Trump, you're number one.
Brought this up before. Again, we're waiting for Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg to speak. If he does so before the end of this program, we will bring you that live. But I threw this out there before. Republican Karl Rove had an interview at America Reports. He was asked to evaluate the poll, a new NPR PBS NewsHour poll suggesting how voters might react to a conviction. Well, he's been convicted. That particular poll found that 15% of both registered and independent voters would be more likely to vote for Trump in the case of a guilty verdict, while 17% of the former group and 11% of the latter would be less likely to support him. Remainders in both groups said a conviction would make no difference in their decision. So John Roberts asked Rove, if he's acquitted, does he become Teflon? Rove said, yeah, if he's acquitted, he does become Teflon. Yeah, well, that didn't happen. And he said, think about this, those numbers, 11% less likely to vote for him. Think about Michigan, where they're in the Real Clear of Politics average, Trump is up by about 0.5%. In Pennsylvania, where he's up by about 2%, or Wisconsin, where he's up by 0.3%. So in a close race, like we're likely to have, having 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11% of the electorate less likely to vote for you is a problem. Yeah, that's a problem.
But of course, we don't really, really know that. And back in the 90s, I hearken back to the Slick Willie Bill Clinton days, right? people said they were going to hold it against him. People claimed that if he was guilty of having sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky, that would change their opinion of President Clinton. How did the people actually react at the ballot box, Dom?
Well, Clinton won.
Big. He won big. The electorate did not hold the information against him, clearly. The revelations of the affair with the intern. I just don't think that we know for sure, but all the polling I've seen has said that if convicted, maybe it's 3%, maybe it's 4%, but even a few of the MAGAs are going to bleed away from this guy. And more importantly, I think perhaps those that are on the team, Team MAGA, Team Republican, because the entire Republican Party is Team MAGA now, or you don't fit in. You're a squish. You're a rhino. You're not part of the party unless you're full MAGA, right?
Exactly.
Other MAGA candidates will be held accountable for their association with a 34-time convicted felon. Not only will swing voters and independents hold it against Trump, they're going to hold it against the entire Republican Party. You knew better. You knew the guy was indicted 88 times. How in the hell can he be your nominee? And will this party have backbone, courage? I mean, do you think there are discussions going on right now about how to replace him at the top of the ticket and put a Nikki Haley up, a non-34-time convicted felon candidate? I don't think there is.
Though there should be, certainly. If there was leadership there, yeah. But they're all indoctrinated into the cult, whether they're playing along for the access to the power or they truly believe the orange Jesus. I can't imagine that that would be happening. It should be happening. People should be questioning. But as mentioned, man, they've condensed this party down to the refined white sugar that is MAGA and have cast all the other strappings out. And unless you're that, unless you're getting that quick fix, you're not going anywhere.
Man, I was at the Trump rally pretty recently, and I saw Mike Lindell there. Not sure that was sugar. 844-967-2789. We'll keep an eye. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg supposed to address us and you and anyone else listening. Wisco Paul, you're next, though. Welcome. What does today hold for you, Wisco, or tonight, more importantly?
Hey, Paulie.
Well, first of all, congratulations, Dom. You called it. I didn't think it had happened, and it's an awesome day. And I got two words for tonight: Johnny Black, two pieces of ice. I don't know how much of the bottle I'll drink, but I am a happy camper.
You got both black and red at the house.
<That's right. laughs> I've graduated to just having black at the house. Once in a while, when I go to the bar, I'll have some red. I like bourbon, like whiskey, so tonight's going to be a great night for me. And Dom, you have a free meal coming, correct?
That's the word, man.
When's the last time Dom paid for a meal?
Come on, man. If I, it's only because I'm always right, Paulie. If I weren't right all the time, I wouldn't be getting the free meals, man. No, I mean, I look forward to conservative Gary. You know, he's been honorable before in these kinds of things. So I look forward to him, coming up and paying my surf and turf.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, great show today. And I'm just the, I don't know, how do you describe it? Well, I guess I'll be pretty Johnny Walker'd up.
Right. I like how you think. We've got Alvin Bragg speaking at the podium. We owe you a break still, so let's take it, and we'll take Alvin Bragg all the way up to the break here, Rich. DA Alvin Bragg, 34 guilties. That's not it. I'm ahead of you. Okay, so we're gonna owe you a break. So
I got a little bit here. Let me jump in here. We got this
several weeks.
Is this playing out, Alvin Bragg?
12 everyday New Yorkers, and of course, our alternates heard testimony from 22 witnesses, including former and current employees of the defendant, media executives, book publishers, custodians of records and others. They reviewed call logs, text messages, and emails. They heard recordings. They saw checks and invoices, bank statements, and calendar appointments. This type of white-collar prosecution is core to what we do at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. In the 1930s, District Attorney Thomas Dewey ushered in the era of the modern, independent professional prosecutor. For now nearly 90 years, dedicated professionals in this office have built upon that fine tradition. A major part of our practice during that nearly 90 years.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll take our break now. We'll come back. If Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg is still speaking, we'll bring you more of his sound. Obviously, the big breaking news today, the former president, now convicted felon Donald Trump, 34 times guilty. More of your calls on the other side. More of Alvin Bragg as well. Devil's Advocates, you're welcome.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789.
It looks like Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg has completed his prepared statements. It does look like he's taking questions from the assembled media. We'll take you live.
I want to conclude by expressing deep gratitude to the NYPD and the officers of the Office of Court Administration for securing the courthouse, all of our safety, making sure that the courthouse and all of the other matters that are important in their own right continued seamlessly. They will continue to be and have always been incredible partners. Thank you.
And do you plan to request a prison sentence? Donald Trump's multiple violations of the gag order that was in place should factor in that request at all.
The judge scheduled a sentencing for July 11th. We will speak in court in that time. He also set a motion schedule. We will speak in our court filings as we've done throughout this proceeding.
I'm going to put him down for a yes, prison.
Yes, please.
Personally, and members of prosecution team, do you have a response to the former president after this trial is concluded?
I do not.
You know, this may not work well for live radio. We will bring this down. Thank you, Rich. Appreciate. Just hard to follow along. The questioners are not necessarily on microphone, but I got to think, a celebratory day. Alvin Bragg. People wondered about Alvin Bragg, and today he is the only prosecutor ever to have brought a conviction against a former president in the United States' long history, Dom. Soon to be 250-year history. And Alvin Bragg is the first one to bring down the king. And I was quite nervous, as you well know, that, you know, this was going to fall short. There was going to be reasonable doubt. Michael Cohen was perhaps not a reliable witness. The fact that he had absconded with $60,000 from the very Stormy Daniels transaction. But, you know, good news. I would call this good news for justice for the American people. I would hope you agree with me because that would make you smart and right. 844-967-2789. Our pal Pizza Box Mike, how you doing, Michael?
Hey, Mike.
Can I just say, God damn, it feels good to be wrong once. I thought for sure. You know, there's 12 people there. You just, the way the world is today, you can't win, can you? But you can. I don't know.
I think it's a conscientious jury that did their duty to the state of New York and the people, and I think they came up with a rational conclusion based upon the evidence presented. I mean, good for them. Good for justice. Good for the court system. Bad for Donald Trump, though.
So do I. So do I. That's why I find it so unbelievable that something in this crazy, effed up world finally seemed to tilt in the right direction. Now, let's just keep this rolling, keep it rolling. Hey, CJ, how you feeling today, buddy?
I haven't heard from CJ today, Pizza Box. He's been kind of laying low, maybe doing his own day drinking. We're going to try to sneak at least one more caller in, 844-967-2789. Mark from Cudahy, you're next. Welcome, Mark. How you feeling today?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, great. Feeling great. And I just want to know if you can get CJ, Gary from Sussex, and Martha Ann in Alexandria, Virginia, to let them get out there and fly those Nazi flags that swastika upside down.
So you're saying they're all in cahoots, Mark?
The fascism is stressing out these days.
And our audience knows her as Karen Alito.
Very distressful. Yeah, very distressful.
Mark, I'm flying my American flag. Appreciate your call, Mark from Cudahy. Our friend Hasshole. Hasshole put up his flag last night, his American flag, right side up, and shined a light on it for all his conservative neighbors to see, because finally he was predicting the world was a better place. And today it was. I give you all the credit, Hasshole. Your flag predicted this outcome, these 34 guilty verdicts.
We follow the facts and the law without fear or favor. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg said today, Trump guilty on all 34 counts. You know, and I think it... To our last caller's point,
I'm a very innocent man.
It puts at least a little roadblock, perhaps, in the fascism. But, you know, tomorrow will be another day. Trump's going to go and be Trump, and the MAGA's going to go be MAGA. This thing is going to play out. You know, July 7th is not too far away, right before the RNC comes to Milwaukee. And ask Alvin Bragg, are you going to ask for a prison sentence? He's like, well, you know, we got a motion coming up. We got a hearing. We got a thing on July 11th. You know, he didn't answer the question. But if I'm going to read between the lines, yes, of course, 34 felonies. How do you not? Especially with such a challenging, let's call it, a guy like Donald Trump. I mean, everywhere he went, everything he said just threw everyone under the bus. It was always everyone else's fault. It's always crooked, always staged, always set up, always compromised, yada, yada. Well, you know, the jury got their instructions. They looked at the evidence. They said the guy's guilty. And I guarantee you there were some Trumpers on that jury.
Dom, you know what else? More breaking news. Donald J. Trump stock, Truthy Social stock, it's down. It's going down. Not good news for the stock price.
And oh, no.
Texter Andrew from Verona says, Dom, make sure to order the most expensive steak on the menu. Yeah. Ask if they can adorn it with gold leaf. And then, of course, hand the bill to Gary. Thank you all for listening. The Verdict Edition. Thank you, Rich, for all your hard work. Justice is served. You're welcome. What you gonna do?